Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Euro 2020-21 on the Soccer Gambling Podcast, simulcasting on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, is presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at wynnbet.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by Roman. Roman is a straightforward way to take care of your erectile dysfunction. Just go to getroman.com/SGP to get $15 off your first month of treatment. That's getroman.com/SGP. Also brought to you by PropSwap. PropSwap is America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com and the promo code SGP. Finally, we're also brought to you by the SGPN app. Our app is now live in the App Store and the Google Play Store. The SGPN app gives you easy access to our picks, podcasts, and it's the exclusive place to enter all our contests, including our $1,000 NBA Finals free roll. Just enter SGPN in the App Store or the Google Play Store today. You are listening to your Group B preview for Euro 2020-21 here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. We are also simulcasting on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. For all of my official plays, head over to lockbetting.com. We have 96 months in a row of transparent track profit. That is 8 years of profit without a losing month. We are going for our 97th month this month. We've already had an unbelievable start to the NBA, and all of our French Open futures, the main ones, are alive and well. So you're missing out on a load of stuff if you don't sign up for June. First of all, it's all of the official plays and futures for Euro 2020, all of the plays for the Copa America, all of the plays for the Tennis French Open, all of the plays for Wimbledon, all of the MLB, plus the NHL and the NBA playoffs as well. So don't miss out on any more plays. Sign up today and get the rest of June by heading over to lockbetting.com and be a part of this 97th month of transparent tracked profit. I cannot reiterate enough how good of a start we've had to the month of June when it comes to the NBA in these NBA playoffs. So be a part of that. Sign up and get all of those official plays and get a podcast, an international podcast, every single day recapping Euro 2020. You're recapping the games and also covering the Copa America. That will be covered extensively only at lockbetting.com. Here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast, you will get a preview of the Copa America and then we will cover it more extensively in the latter stage. And you'll get a podcast every 2 days for Euro 2020. So that is still extensive coverage. That is better soccer coverage than you're getting with any other podcast. But to get even more, including all of my official plays, lockbetting.com is your destination. Moving on with Group B here. This is a very, very tough group. Obviously, there is one major minnow and whooping boy in it. And you would look at this and think there is one standout favourite. That's obviously Belgium, because they are the number one ranked team in the world. But Belgium are missing a couple of key players, or rather they do have those key players there, but they are not at 100%. So we'll see how that affects them going into this tournament. Plus, The advantage that Denmark and Russia have in this group is that Denmark get to play every single game at home and Russia get two home games in this group. So every game for Belgium is a road game. And what's even more difficult is every game for Finland is a road game in this group as well. So I don't think they have much of a chance here in this group. And I'll be very surprised if Finland even pick up a single point here in this group. And you can actually bet that as a separate bet. There are markets for everything in this European Championship this year. Looking at the major markets here for this group, starting with the group winner, Belgium are currently the favourites here at 3-4. Then you have Denmark at 2-1, Russia at 5-1, and Finland, understandably, here at 18-1 to win this group. To qualify from the group, you have Belgium here at 1-16. Denmark at 1-6, it's 1-2 on the Russians, and it's 9-4 here on Finland. The last place finish odds see Finland here at 4-7. It's 11-4 on Russia, it's 7-1 on Denmark, and it's 14-1 here on Belgium. The straight forecast market sees Belgium first, Denmark second at 2-1. Belgium first, Russia second at 4-1. Denmark first, Belgium second at 4-1. Denmark first, Russia second at 9-1. Russia first, Belgium second, 9-1. Belgium first, Finland second, 10-1. Russia first, Denmark second, 14-1. Denmark first, Finland second at 20-1. And everything else is bigger than 33-1. Is 14-1 or bigger. The dual forecast market, this is the market where you just pick the two teams in any order that are going to be the top two in the group. Belgium and Denmark at 4-5. I really like that play. Belgium and Russia is 5-2. Denmark and Russia is 11-2. Bearing in mind, these are the teams that will play all of their games at home, bar one, where Russia will travel to Denmark. It's 8-1 for it to be Belgium and Finland, 16-1 for Denmark and Finland. And finally, Russia and Finland is a massive 33-1. And finally, the exact finish market sees Belgium first, Denmark second, Russia third, Finland bottom at 10-3. Belgium first, Russia second, Denmark third, Finland bottom at 11-2. Denmark first, Belgium second, Russia third, Finland bottom at 6-1. Belgium first, Denmark second, Finland third, Russia bottom at 15-2. And everything else is bigger than 12-1. So immediately when you look at this group before you deep delve into it, you automatically obviously have Belgium as your winners here for this group. Belgium finished top of their qualification group for Euro 2020, winning all 10 matches and scoring more goals than any other nation with 40 goals in those group games. Their expected goals are 3.38 per game, and that was only second to Spain, while no team were better defensively than Belgium, who allowed just 0.54 expected goals against them. Now, I'm not very big on that statistic. I just throw it out there. It's because I know Americans like it, but it is a very, very Americanized statistic. I don't think it will bear any relevance to this particular tournament. I think this is going to be a little bit more about how tournament ready this Belgium team are and whether Roberto Martinez is an international manager who can guide this team to a trophy. In addition to that, a lot will hinge on the fitness of Eden Hazard and Kevin De Bruyne, who comes in with a face injury obtained in the Champions League final, and the aging backline. I'm worried about that aging backline here. Vertonghen and Alderweireld are still key players here. Behind, they are supported by Courtois. Courtois, for me, is a solid goalkeeper. One player no one's really talking about is Yannan Carrasco. I think he's going to be a very important player here for Belgium, and I look for him to be a bit of an assist machine here, and they'll need him to be if they want to get out of this group. After they get out of this group, it looks a little bit better for Belgium if they can win it, especially. They do have a route to the semi-final if they can get past Italy, potentially in a quarter-final. That's if Italy win their group. For the Group A preview, listen to yesterday's podcast. So my statistics suggest that Belgium have a 57% chance of winning this group. And as they are available here at 3-4, that does give you some decent value. My favourite Belgian bet here, though, for this individual Belgium team is for Romelu Lukaku to be their top goal scorer. I'm very, very surprised that we are seeing that at even money, because I think Romelu Lukaku is absolutely going to blitz it as Belgium's top goal scorer. I don't think he's going to have much competition within his own team. I understand this team score a lot of goals and they will spread the goals out, but I'm relatively certain that Lukaku has improved massively this season. He was one of the key players in guiding Inter Milan to the league title. He's now regarded as one of the top strikers in the world. He's added a load to his game under Conte. Not only does he hold the ball up, he's not just a goal scorer who gets into the box and looks to get on the end of headers. He now controls the ball a lot better, which was something he was mocked for at Man United. He holds the ball up. He makes assists. He makes runs. He makes space for other players. This is now a complete player, but he's now scoring even more goals than he did before, aside from being a complete player as well. So I think Romelu Lukaku is not only going to be the top scorer here for Belgium, I think he's going to be more important than anybody. And that includes Kevin De Bruyne, who, as I said, is nursing an injury. He's going to be the guy here that gets him through this group stages. And he's my pick to not only be the top scorer for Belgium, but to be the top goal scorer in this entire competition as I look for Belgium to reach the semi-finals of this competition. But I think it may end for them there, perhaps because the back line is a massive weakness. Even though you have Courtois in goal, the reliance of these aged players who we talked about as being in Belgium's golden generation, but the golden generation I think has passed by 4 or 5 years. That's when you had all of these players at their absolute peak. De Bruyne was still at his peak and he still is now, but Hazard was definitely at his peak, and these defenders, they weren't aged defenders. You were talking about Vertonghen, Alderweireld, and even Vincent Kompany in World 11 conversations. Belgium don't have that anymore. So I think the time may have passed them by, and I am fading them here to win the competition, but I am liking them here to get out of this group despite the fact they don't have any home games like Denmark and Russia. I still think they'll be able to win it, but there is no better bet for me when it comes to Belgium than Lukaku being the team's top goal scorer and getting that at even money. And at some places you can find that at a shade of plus money at 21 to 20. I think that would be the best bet of this tournament when it comes to Belgium. Lukaku is already Belgium's all-time top goal scorer and is currently available at odds against to score more goals than any other Belgian player here in this competition. He finished their joint top scorer in 2018 in the 2018 World Cup, as well as finishing Belgium's top scorer in qualifying with 7. So I think he's going to walk away with this here at Belgium, and he could even win the golden boot.
Well, I didn't feel protected.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like a lot of rumors, trade rumors, Rom is going to go there. They don't want Rom. And nobody came out.
And shut it down.
Yeah. And shut it down. I just wanted like a little bit of protection.
Yeah.
Saying like, yeah, Rom is not going to leave. You know, he just needs to fight for his place. Or whatever, it never happened.
That was Romelu Lukaku talking about why he left Manchester United. It still haunts me because we're out there now looking for a striker, being linked to Harry Kane, being linked to Haaland, and we had Romelu Lukaku and sold him for less than what we paid for him, and he's had an unbelievable couple of years at Inter Milan. It's just dumb transfer policy again from Man United, and that's one of the big regrets, because Lukaku has gone on to be a top player. But whether he would have developed under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and the style that we're playing, I'm not too sure whether he could have adapted to it. But the irony is we are now looking for a striker exactly like Lukaku, So yeah, I don't know what to quite make of that. But the fact is that we had him, we sold him for less than we paid for him, and now he's an unbelievable player, and he's a key player for Belgium in this tournament. One thing I'll say about that Lukaku bet before I move on to the other teams, that was circled at one point at 5-4, and it's now at 21-20 and at even money in most places. So get on that as soon as you can. It's not going to be the lock on this show, because by the very definition of the lock, I need to give you the strongest possible play that I cannot possibly see losing, even if it means laying a little bit of juice. And for me, that one isn't this, although this is a strong play and may become an official play. You'll find out if you subscribe over at lockbetting.com. But the lock here for this show is simply going to be on Finland to finish bottom of this group. It is available at 4-7. It is juicy, but for me, I find it very, very difficult to see Finland getting a point here in this group. When you're looking at the other two teams, you're looking at teams that have the advantage of playing at home. Russia in two games and Denmark in all of their games. Belgium are good enough to overcome that. They have world-class players. They are the number one team in the world. Finland don't. Finland have nothing to overcome that. Not only are they not the number one team in the world, they are the weakest team in this group. Russia, on a neutral ground, are better than Finland. Denmark, on a neutral ground, are better than Finland. So Finland are worse than all of the teams in this group, and they have no home advantages. Denmark obviously have the big advantage of playing every game at home, and that's why I make them the clear second favourites for this group. Russia, if they can beat Finland and they can avoid a defeat in one of the other two games, maybe even the home game against Belgium, because it will be difficult to go to Russia, perhaps they can nick one of the third place spots here. But Denmark, I'm expecting them to be able to get 5 points here from this group, maybe even 7 points from this group if they can avoid a home defeat against Belgium, something they didn't do in qualifying for this competition, and they can win their other two home games. They're in a very, very strong position to not only qualify, but to challenge to win this group, which is why Belgium winning this group isn't my strongest play, although I do expect Belgium to edge through as the group winners and perhaps picking up maximum points. If they do end up getting a draw at Denmark, then I do think they'll be able to notch up more goals than Denmark in the other games to go through. I'm particularly expecting them to rack up their goal tally when they play the Finns. As I said, it's difficult for me to see Finland even getting a single point here in this group. You could play the prop bet of Finland to lose every single game here, alongside with that play on Finland to finish bottom, which will be the lock on this show. That one's available at 4-7, as I said when I covered it. But Finland to get 0 points in this group is at massive plus money. That one is available at 5-2. And that is an excellent play here in Group B. As I said, I find it very, very difficult to see where any point is going to come for Finland, travelling to Denmark, travelling to Russia, and playing against the world's number one team in their final group game against Belgium. Looking at the Danes individually, they were unbeaten in qualifying. They finished as runners-up in their group, a point behind Switzerland, where they opened the group with a 3-3 draw in Basel, which was a very, very good game, and victory over the Swiss in Copenhagen via Yusuf Poulsen's late winner. Two draws with the Republic of Ireland got them through. Based on their performance data, though, they deserve to qualify with more ease, and they would have topped the goal based on expected points, which is based on expected goals. Again, not metrics that I really go by, but some guys are interested in it. Their qualifying stats saw them keep clean sheets in 50% of their games, whereas they scored first in 75% of their game. So this is a solid team, and for me, a potential group winner, although they have only been given a 35% chance of winning this group and a massive 43% chance of finishing second in this group. That is where I see them. That's where the probability lies. It says that Denmark will make it second out of Group B, and it'll be likely between them and Russia as to who finishes behind Belgium. But there is value on taking Denmark to finish in outright second place here as the runner-up of this group at 13-8. And as I said earlier, the dual forecast here of 4-5 of Denmark and Belgium in any order is also an appealing bet that you might want to circle here when you're looking at Group B. This is a solid Denmark team. When you look at some of the players here, you'll be familiar with them. They have Simon Kjær, or Kaya, however you want to say it, KJAER. We all know him. We've all seen his blonde hair playing for numerous clubs. Kasper Schmeichel at the back will be somebody that everybody's familiar with. Of course, they've got Christian Eriksen, Højbjerg of Tottenham, Delaney of Dortmund, and Brathwaite of Barcelona as well. Martin Brathwaite is a key player here for the Danes. And we just mentioned Yusuf Poulsen of RB Leipzig as well. So lots of quality, more quality than the Russians. The Russians are a decent team at home. They have improved massively since they hosted the World Cup. When they were going into that World Cup a few years ago, people were expecting Russia to embarrass themselves as hosts, but they really did put out a decent performance and they've continued consistently to improve from then. But for me, if they want to get out of this group, they will need to go through as a third place team. They'll need to notch up enough points in third place to go through, as I can't see past Belgium and Denmark here in this group. Looking forward, I like Belgium to reach the quarterfinals. We looked at that bet yesterday with Italy. Belgium are available at 4-7, so it's a little bit more juice than the 4-6 that we got with the Italians. Obviously, that's because they have bigger names and they are the higher ranked team. But I think the path for both of them looks equal. And I think that quarterfinal, if it happens with Denmark and with Italy and Belgium both winning their groups, I think that will be more of a toss-up than people think. Because despite the fact that I'm very high on Belgium to get through this group, and I'm very high on Belgium getting all the way through to the quarters, and I'm telling you guys that the 4-6, despite the fact that it's a juicy price, there is value on it. I do think they'll come unstuck here in this tournament. I have not got Belgium shortlisted as one of my favourites here to get it done. Just too many question marks about them, too many possible injuries, a weak and ageing backline, and a manager that doesn't and never has instilled me with much confidence in terms of being a winner and being able to do it here at the big stage, when I'm talking about Roberto Martinez. But getting through the group, no problem. And getting through to a quarterfinal, no problem. And I think they'll be accompanied by the Danes. The lock here on this show was tempted to go with a plus money play on Romelu Lukaku. There will be loads and loads of official plays. Some of these leans will be getting cemented as official plays over at lockbetting.com. If you get the All Sports Pack, you will get all of the content for the month as we look for our 97th month of Transparent Track Profit. You've already missed a week of NBA where we've made a profit every single day in June. Don't miss out on any more money. Don't miss out on any more of the French Open. Don't miss out on Wimbledon this month. Don't miss out on all the US sports, the hockey, the baseball, the basketball. Sign up over at lockbetting.com. But your free lock is going to be on Finland to finish bottom of this group. No brainer. I've spoken about it at length on this show. Just don't even see them getting a single point here in this group. And that in itself, as a play, Finland to lose all of their games is available at 5-2. But I'm going to be cautious here just in case Finland do nick one point. And I literally think one point will be the most that they can get, and that will be enough to cement their status as the bottom team here in this group. That's it for me and your Group B preview. We'll be back with Group C tomorrow. Good luck with all of your bets as always, and thanks for listening.